Message number 609. Global vaccination, one of the most wicked forms of genocides ever witnessed since the deaths of the Jews under Hitler. Saturday, November 10, 2012 at 11:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, how the truth can shock you. Although you accept my holy word, it is only when the prophecies I reveal to you materializes that you understand the seriousness of this mission to save humanity. The introduction of a global vaccine targeting infants and young children will be one of the most wicked forms of genocide ever witnessed since the deaths of the Jews under Hitler. This evil plan will be possible because many of your governments forced their people to accept changes in their laws, giving their governments power to enforce laws against your innocent children. Remember that the only thing that has stopped my father from bringing the world to an end is because of the love of those loyal servants amongst you. My father has, because of his love for every child and every creation of his, held his hand. Now the time has come for him to finally dissolve the time so that the world he created out of love and according to his divine will can continue in peace. He will now destroy those who perpetrate this wickedness upon his children. He will no longer stand for this evil, and now his hand will fall in punishment. His anger will now manifest in a world which will be startled as to the magnitude of punishment which will befall the earth. Those among you responsible for inflicting terrible suffering on your fellow countrymen and fellow citizens know this. You will be struck down finally with the scourge of illness, and then you and those who pay homage to the One World Group will be wiped out before the Battle of Armageddon begins. You will not be tolerated by my father, and he will not allow you to infest his children any longer. Woe to you and those among you who anger him at this time. The time for my father to show you whose power will be sustained forever will now be proven to you. Your theories about your creation, which are flawed, will be shown to you for what they are at last. The truth as promised to you in the Book of Truth foretold to the prophet Daniel will be shown finally. So many people are oblivious to the truth of God. Many well-meaning souls seek nothing in their lives other than titillation. Many waste the time they have been accorded in their lives on earth as they do not know the truth of God's existence. Now the truth is being presented. The time of reckoning has come about. My father will make the world alert finally to the truth. Those who ignore the truth will deny themselves access to my new kingdom on earth. Instead of living an eternal glorious life full of wonder, joy, love and prosperity, they will be cast away to rot in the depths of hell. I urge all of God's children to heed this warning. It may be harsh. Many who say, "This does not come from God, for He is merciful," heed this. The time has come to divide the chaff from the wheat. That day is very near. Whichever choice is made by man will be the final choice. Free will always be honored by my Father up to the final day, the day of judgment.